and a happy Monday to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's Why We Love Today.
I love it.
16th day of the 6th month of 2025. More than halfway through June now. 167 in, 198 left to go. 18 days until our next major holiday.
That would soon be
4th of July.
Woo!
Today, otherwise known as the following, National Fudge Day.
Nope.
Yeah. Do you like fudge?
Really? You know, I love chocolate, but you know what? I don't like marshmallows. And most of it is just marshmallows and sugar as opposed to, like, the genuine chocolate.
Huh.
I'm sorry. I've really disappointed you on this.
No, I could act surprised, but I'm not. Yeah. It is National Fresh Veggies Day.
Yeah. Some are good, some are bad.
National Cannoli Day.
Yeah.
Leave the gun. Take the cannolis. It is Take Your Cat to Work Day.
Meow, 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 meow.
Are you
meow
celebrating?
No, no. That would be... I think Marge would be okay. After a while, she would just sit down and become mm-hmm bored. You know, kind of like everybody else on the show. Yeah.
Well, I know, but Penelope would be here to protect us all.
She'd be halfway up the wall. And yeah, she'd have plenty of bugs to take down, wouldn't she? And it is World Sea Turtle Day.
Aw.
I don't know much about them, but I support them and salute them. On this date in history, things happened, such as 1858, 167 years ago. Then Senate candidate Abraham Lincoln famously said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand."
Kids going places.
On this date in 1884, the first roller coaster opened up in New York's Coney Island.
Woo!
1893, take me out to the ball game. Cracker Jacks were first introduced, not at the ball game, but the Chicago World's Fair.
Mmm. You like the Cracker Jack?
I do. Yeah. I do. I'm not a big caramel guy, but yeah, I don't hate it like fudge or something like that. What kind of world do we live in anymore? 1903, Pepsi officially got its name. Also on that date, Ford was incorporated. It's a good day to start businesses because 1911, IBM was founded. Their original name was Computing Tabulating Recording Company. That just zips off the tongue. On this date in 1940, the first ever Sturgis motorcycle rally was held.
Tattooed and greasy.
On this date in 1960, Psycho premiered in theaters.
Norman.
Showers were never the same.
No.
Neither were shower rings. 1978, Space Invaders was first demonstrated. It's a video game, kids. On this date, Friday, the song hit number one on this date in history, but it was 1978 that we first got chills, and they were multiplying.
Ooh.
I got chills.
Grease.
Hello, John.
Was released in theaters.
And that blues was in control.
2 years later, 1980, The Blues Brothers was released in theaters. On this date in 1990, You Can't Touch This by MC Hammer peaked. It was not a number one. It peaked at number 8. How?
Was the album number one? Didn't we talk about that last week?
Yeah, the album did it. The song didn't. You can only take so much. Like fudge. 1998. This is an odd note. A 40-year-old woman in Florida gave birth to a son in the first ever live birth on the internet. 2 million people watched. I did not see that.
It's been oversharing ever since. It's like garlic. You only need a little bit.
Or fudge. Mm-hmm. On this date in 2014, J-Lo and Mark Anthony divorce.
Dang it.
Things that happened 10 years ago exactly. It was 10 years ago that Donald Trump came down the golden escalator and made the announcement that he was going to run for president.
And look at us now.
MAGA.
Right.
We should have a parade. Jurassic World had the biggest opening weekend ever. That only stood for 6 months. Star Wars The Force Awakens topped it. Brian Williams was banished from MSNBC for making up that helicopter story.
Ooh.
And Utah Valley University invented cell phone friendly stairs, separate lanes for walking, running, and texting. Why don't we have that? That's a good idea.
There's so many facets to that. trying to picture someone doing all three.
I think you can. Happy Monday birthday cakes to Leanne Rimes' hubby, Eddie Cibrian, is 52 today. Golfer Phil Mickelson, 55. Laurie Metcalf is 70. She was Jackie on Roseanne. Also, I think the mom on Young Sheldon. No Mas, Roberto Duran is 74. Al Cowlings is 78. He is a famous driver.
Oh, that's right. They called him AC, right?
Yep.
That was his gig, yeah.
Yeah, he drove
the White Bronco.
White Ford Bronco. And would have been on this date, Ultimate Warrior would have been 66, and Tupac would have been 54. Or is he?
Welcome to your real country wake-up call. It's KB and Heather Lee.